if anybody should know, they should, because they represent the workers in the financial services, in the banks. And they've made a submission to this review of retail banking that's been set up. And it was in this submission that they said quite clearly that banks are failing personal customers, small firms and their staff. And what they talk about is that during COVID deaths, the banks used that time to try to push, and I really mean push people to use digital platforms, get involved in digital banking, whether people wanted to or not. But the truth is, we don't need the Financial Services Union to tell us that, because anybody who uses a bank will know very well for themselves. The long queues, often with one teller, where previously there might be two or three. We saw the number of branches closing over the last 18 months, 2 years, well over 100. Nobody is answering phones, and if they do, we wait and we wait and we wait. And of course, in recent times, we've seen the blatant and unacceptable attempt to make many of the remaining banks cashless. I think it was something like 70 throughout the country. So they're doing it, but you know, I'm not sure that they're doing it quietly. But they're doing it blatantly, as far as I can see.
It is, I would imagine, quite concerning for communities, particularly here in the Northwest, who rely on services like cash in their local branches.
It is very concerning. And despite we've had this reversal, as we're told, I mean, I listened to what the chief executive of AIB said, and he said, we got it wrong. But then he went on to say, the lesson for us from this is that we moved far too fast. That that's not a reverse, that's just a temporary diversion. That we do this in a different way, we do it at a slower pace. So, you know, that's the real concern. And that's why this retail banking review, which the government has set up, which I believe will be published at some time before the end of the year, that's crucial, because I would hope that the government would act on that, and that that review would set the framework for retail banking in Ireland over the next number of years. And I would be hoping that government would legislate to protect access to cash, because it seems to me that if it doesn't move in that direction, then we can forget about it, because as the chief executive said, we moved far too fast. He said we got it wrong, but he didn't mean we got it wrong, we did the wrong thing. He just meant the speed at which we moved wasn't right. That's a very different thing.
There's calls locally in Manor Hamilton for the branch, the AIB branch there, to be included in this overall reversal that they had initiated there last week to turn 70 of 170 branches cashless. Is that something that you would be rowing in behind as well, to restore services there in Manor Hamilton?
Absolutely. I've spoken to so many people in Manor Hamilton, and this is a real concern for them, to be without, you know, access to cash in their local bank. Where are people supposed to go? What are they supposed to do? And that's why, as I said, the government need to look at legislating to protect access to cash, because there is absolutely no doubt, when you listen to the chief executive of AIB, for many banks, not just Manor Hamilton, they want to get rid of cash. And it's simply that they moved far too fast this time, and that's still their intent. So that's why I would be very strong on pushing for the return of cash services to Manor Hamilton, but not just that. In the next couple of months, when this review of retail banking is published, and hopefully we'll debate it in the Dáil, and I will certainly be calling on government to use that as an opportunity to look at how they can legislate to protect access to cash. That'll be for people in Manor Hamilton and elsewhere. And in the meantime, to push AIB to reinstate access to cash services in Manor Hamilton, which serves the entire North Leitrim area. When you say Manor Hamilton, you tend just to think of the town, but it's the entire area of North Leitrim.